Good evening and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting. Today is Friday, August 8th, and we are doing the 888 tonight. And thank you so much for tuning in. And as usual, I always ask for your continued support. My name is Nia Bediaco, and I'm the chair. I'm now going to ask our secretary, Susan Young, to call the roll.
Okay. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Lisa Davis.
Present.
Seth Goldberg. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Evelyn Bethune. Stacy Davis. Susan Young, that's myself. Tracy Rosenberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Woo! Okey-dokey, welcome.
Thank you. And I just want you to know that I was noticed on this meeting about 3 minutes ago, so excuse my lack of preparedness.
We welcome you.
Well, thank you.
Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Donna Warren.
Here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And welcome to our audition from KPFK. Casey, welcome.
Thank you. Sean Casey and, O'Brien.
Sean. Okay. Sean
thank
Casey
you.
O'Brien. Okay. I sent you an invite through Yahoo, so when you get off, you might want to check your email and just respond to the invite. Okay? I did
yeah,
that.
Okay. We've had a lot of problems with Yahoo and forums and things. Could I have it sent to my personal email as well? Is that possible?
Okay. Off-stream, Jack Van Aken could give you my email address. And
thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'll make sure that our secretary gets it. Thank you
very much.
Okay. For the public, the draft agenda is 1, call to order, 2, approval of minutes, 3, our request for proposal discussion, 60 minutes, 4, next step in our process, and 5, adjournment. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Are there any amendments to the agenda?
I want to suggest that to add executive session as needed at the just before adjournment.
Okay. Any objection to adding executive session?
What's a concern?
She said as needed, right? I'm sorry for interrupting.
As needed. There was some discussion last time about whether fee proposals are proprietary. I believe that they are.
So when we get to that item, Susan, we'll get to that. So is any objection
right.
to adding that executive session? Okay. Hearing none. Any other amendments?
Yes, this is Donna in Next Steps. This is Susan's idea, but it's my idea too, Susan.
All right.
Okay. Suggest that we interview the firms that make it as finalists.
You mean just to be explicit about it? I can put it in.
Well, only that we have to discuss when we're going to interview them, if we're going to bring them up before the PMB, or how we're going to do it.
Well, that's part of Next Steps. So
right.
I didn't put the obvious down. That's the Next Steps week when we could discuss the item.
Okay, that's fine.
Any other amendments? Okay. Can I get a motion to to accept the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Okay. Any objection to amending, to accepting the agenda, approving the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, we will speak. Okay. Item 2 is approval of minutes. That's for 10 minutes. I don't think we need 10 minutes to approve. It was a very short meeting. Did everyone read what Susan wrote?
Susan moves approval.
Okay.
Is that right?
Any objection to approving the minutes? Hearing none, approved. Okay. Third is our request for proposal discussion. That I have 6 minutes. The first one is Helen Donovan. Did everyone read that? I mean, I know the public is listening, and these documents are quite long, so there's no way that we're going to read what's in them. And here, I will discuss, I spoke with Dan Siegel because I wanted to make sure that I remembered correctly. Fees, you can discuss the fees on a public stream. We did it last year. Yes. I just wanted to make sure that I double-checked. I mean, Jack and Evelyn and Lisa are the old members of the committee, and that's okay to do that. That does not have to be done in private. When you're discussing personnel matters, those things are done in executive session. Okay? Okay. Moving on to the Helen Donovan. There were how many pages? I know the other
nine.
One was
9. Was it? 7, I guess.
Okay. The other one was 28. I know I read that one most recently, so I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nia, may I suggest that we go through the matrix that Susan gave us, because it's got a lot of very important aspects that we want to make sure the firms respond to. And by the way, while we're at it, and I think everybody got my emails, I think we only have 2 proposals. Is Lonnie Hicks on the line with us today?
No, he's not.
Okay. Because, and I just emailed Lonnie again. I've tried to call him 3 times, in fact, and emailed him twice, because what I wanted to find out was if any of the invited firms had actually submitted a proposal to his office, and we just didn't get a copy of it. But unfortunately, I did not speak with Lonnie, so I don't know. So I think we only have the 2 firms.
Well, when I first got these, the of that list, which is Ghaffari, that one, all the ones that said invited, they did not respond, because I double checked that. However, Ghaffari is away, and she'll be back next Wednesday, I think, something like that. I left her a message, so she might be interested in putting one in. But we, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we extended the deadline. We only have 2. I don't have a problem. However, we need to choose the auditor. The in-person meeting is going to be the weekend of September 19th to the 21st. Have to have the auditor chosen by then. So even if we have to work every day, get the person interviewed and picked and so forth, that has to be done. Okay?
Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
I just want to say, everybody, and apologies, because I'm in kind of an inconvenient spot right now. I keep getting bumped off, and I'm about to have to get on a boat and do something. But I just want to say that in terms of with the audit committee, I mean, I'm pretty much available for next week, or I can kind of work my schedule around. Monday might be a little difficult, but I just wanted you to know that. And
okay.
I'm about to put everybody on mute, but if I lose you all, it's not deliberate. And if you don't hear me get back, it's not deliberate. I just can't connect.
Okay, not a problem, Lisa. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes? Is that Sean?
This is Sean. And are these proposals in an electronic format? Can they be forwarded to us through email?
Yes.
Okay.
Jack, do you have Sean's email address handy? You could just forward.
I'll forward them to Sean.
Thank you,
okay.
Jack.
Okay.
Forward them to me, too. Amber.
I did them for you today, Amber, so you should have them sitting in your mailbox.
Oh, okay. No, check them out.
Yeah. It's coming from the PNB. You should have it. Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Donna?
Yes.
I'll recognize you. You said you wanted to go through the matrix. Okay. So you have the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, the first question is who submitted a proposal, and I think we can answer that. P&B Helen Donovan submitted a proposal, and also Vasquez and Company. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We'll let you know. Don't worry.
The question is either one of these firms a minority firm? I know Vasquez is a minority firm, but someone else would have to comment on P&B Helene Donovan.
I read it, and I didn't see any indication of that.
Oh, okay, so that's a question mark then. It could be. The third...
Just one second, Donna. Does everybody have the matrix up? It's coming from Donna.
Actually, I sent it out this afternoon, and I
okay,
included
it okay.
Sean on the email.
Okay. Well, does anyone object to the matrix?
Let's walk through the matrix just real quickly, and then I'll tell you if we object.
Okay. Donna, the reason I'm asking you, because, again, my TMJ is bothering me. So if you
well,
could
let me go ahead and
okay.
Tell everybody what criteria we named.
Okay.
Doesn't include all the criteria. Of course, you know, if there is another criterion that you believe is important, then we should put it on the list and discuss it. Okay, so the first criteria was submitted proposal. The second one was minority firm. The third criterion, I guess this criterion could be, is woman-led. Fourth one is, are they proposing an annual audit with a management letter? Fifth one is, will they prepare and file our 990? The sixth one is there a certificate of, I might get this wrong because I did too many shortcuts, certificate of CPB and an annual financial report.
Donna, now, did you get these categories from the RFP? A lot of them look very familiar.
Four categories that are from the audit RFP.
Okay,
the annual audit with the management letter, prep and filing of the 990, certificate of CPB and annual financial report, and the fourth criteria from the RFP was the audit of the national office and one off-site station.
Perfect.
Okay. Then Susan added to the matrix, and what she's proposing is that we look at the clients and experience, the services that these firms can offer. If there's a conflict, I guess, Susan, you mean a conflict of interest. Yeah, okay, with Pacifica or any of the stations, who the partners are, the approach, budget and fee, and if there is a peer group affiliation.
And let me tell you where I got this from. These
okay.
are the questions that are asked in the RFP. So
okay.
I just simply listed them and basically in order.
Okay.
And one of the criteria I'd like to know about, this is Sean, is how much pro bono work do they do and how does that impact us?
Sean?
Yeah.
We didn't take that into consideration. However, on one of these, that was mentioned.
Yeah, I think P&B Helen Donovan did
yes.
say give us 24 hours.
That is correct.
Pro bono work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's
okay.
part of their, if you will, their budget and fee proposal.
So I don't know if you're, this is Susan, I don't know if your question is how much do they do for people in general, or if your question is how much will they give us in this engagement?
Yes, to both.
To both, those okay.
Those are my questions. You've done it, Susan. Thank you.
Okay,
well,
so
One second, Donna.
Do we want to add that in the add those two things that Sean mentioned in the matrix?
Okay.
Okay.
This is Susan. Let me just make a suggestion.
Susan, 1 second, please. Just give me a second. Is the pro bono, is that important to us?
Yes, if they're going to do some pro bono work for us and save us some money since we are in financial straits, I think that's a very important question.
Yeah,
right.
I think in the fee...
1 second, Donna, 1 second, 1 second, 1 second, please. The reason that I have a concern about this is that the RFP is already out, and that was not part of the request. So now we would have to go back to, I think it's Vasquez. I don't recall them mentioning any pro bono work.
Nia, my suggestion goes to this, which is it is a question that can be asked in the interview.
Exactly. That I could go for. But to make that a criterion, I believe in democracy. If that's what the committee wants, I'm fine with that. But you understand what I'm saying? I'm a little concerned about making it a criterion now, since it wasn't in the RFP. But you can ask the question. I have no objection to that. Okay? Go ahead, Donna.
Well, I just ran through the different categories, so if you like, we can go back and try to answer some of those questions that was in the RFP.
Okay.
Okay, so we were at woman-led. I don't think Vasquez is woman-led because the principal's name is Gilbert.
But also, I would feel more comfortable taking that out. That's not in the RFP.
That's
I don't
true.
Recall.
True. And I should say that there's in his RSP, there's a lot of women who are at the senior manager level. Right. Okay. Well,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But those two columns, the minority firm and the woman-led, that, you know, those two criteria weren't there.
Right. You know what? But I do think that some of these things are like the icing on the cake that we can use if we can't decide which one we want to pick.
We can have that discussion. But obviously, we could see. I mean, I know where, you know, you're going with it. We just didn't have that. We didn't think of that.
Yeah, okay.
For the RFP. And we don't, you know, we don't want to say, well,
okay,
we
well,
are
let's
sexist
what...
or anything like that. That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay.
This
well,
is Jack.
Concerns are necessary.
1 second, Donna. I'm going to recognize Jack, speaking of not being sexist.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we don't have an EEO concern here if we get into this as a criterion. So
yeah.
I share your concern on that, Nia. We can check with Dan or something.
Yeah, let's kind of put that one to the side, Donna, and just go with what's in the RFP. That concerns me.
Okay.
I would check with Don, with Dan. Okay? So let's go with, okay. Sometimes when I pause, it's because my jaw hurts.
The next item is annual audit with management letter.
Okay. From what I can recall, they both had that.
Okay.
Does anyone remember differently?
No, I think they did.
Right.
The next one was preparation and filing of our 990.
They both had that prepared, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one was preparation was the certificate of CBTB annual financial report.
Yes, they both had that.
And audit of national office and one off-site station.
Now, I don't recall anybody stating that specifically, but there are a lot of pages. So does anybody remember?
I only read through both of them really kind of briefly, but I kind of thought I saw in the BAF quiz that they did mention not one, but two off-site stations.
Okay. All righty.
And I'm not
this
sure.
Is the committee members. Okay. Okay, folks, does everybody read this? We don't want Donna to get TMJ along with me here, so... Did anybody else read? You want to chime in? I like a full conversation. Everybody's sleepy. It's Friday night. Okay. Well. Okay, Donna. Keep going.
Okay, but for PMB, I don't know. What did you remember about PMB, Nia?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But we could check that whatever lines are missing. Or
okay, so we'll have a question mark on that one.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and then the next category was clients and experience.
They both had that. Yeah.
Yeah, they both gave us clients and experience. I think the VASQUEZ proposal might have been longer because they listed more clients. But I do believe that... to be fair to PMB, they told us from the offset that they were only giving us a short version. So,
yeah, they both had. Yeah.
Yeah, they both had clients and experience.
Uh-huh.
Okay, services.
Yeah, they both, from what I recall, they both adhered to our request, which would be the above annual audit, the management letter, all those things at the top there.
Okay. Now, Susan, in this conflict, maybe you can kind of point that out for us.
Susan, you're recognized.
Thank you. Yeah. And by the way, I'm trying to scan to see with the PMB whether they had something about the national office and but. What is called for in the RFP is for them to identify any conflicts of interest. And they, and I think that both of them said they didn't have any.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Since I'm not really that versed on RFP, I'm just looking at the proposals. Susan, what about... partners. What does the RFP say about partners?
It says, tell us who are the partners who will be managing this engagement.
Oh, okay.
And both of them provide that.
Okay. Yeah, well, I believe both of them did say who was going to perform the engagement.
Yes, they
did. And they also gave the level of experience.
Right.
Yes, they gave bios about them.
Right. And then the approach, basically, I think for PMB, the approach was really responding to the RFP itself, saying that they are going to do those four different items. For VASQUEZ, I think they went into more detail.
They sure did. Yeah. About five pages more.
Yeah, they did, telling us, about sampling and
that's reflected in their fee.
Okay. Information of fraud and all that other kind of stuff.
Which is the next category. The next criterion is budget and fee.
Yeah, and the PMB estimated at $40,000.
Yeah.
And VASQUEZ and company ask
75.
For 72 75. For something, then
right.
I guess for the audit, and 3,000 to
right.
repair the 990.
So just
well,
75. 75.
Yeah. And is oh, and I guess the last one was the peer group affiliation.
Yeah, they both gave
a letter from let me see the name of them. The Center for Public Company Audit Firms. It did say for Vasquez that they passed their peer review, and I guess they got, you know, a little congratulations on that. For
they got what?
The peer review.
Okay, and they passed their peer review.
Yeah, they were congratulated on passing their peer review. For
okay,
in,
ladies, hold on a second. I hear Casey trying. I mean, Sean trying to get in. I'm sorry, Sean.
No.
Were you trying?
All right. I'm sorry. I was seeing if my mute was on or off. Excuse me.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, for PNB, I didn't see the peer review, but it could be in there.
Yeah, but I think they said they didn't have any negative peer reviews or something, but they didn't send the actual letters Vasquez sent. So they did address.
And that's basically all the criteria.
Yeah, except that now I have to, the one that we need to go back to is the audit of national office, right? We need to double check to see if, was it Donovan who spelled it out?
Mm-hmm.
I think Vasquez spelled it out.
Vasquez spelled it out.
Yeah, but Donovan, I don't remember. So we have that, and then I have to, the first two criteria, I'll speak with Dan Siegel on Monday. To make sure that we're not violating, you know, like Jack said, any equal employment opportunity with the code or whatever. Okay? So that was quick. Now, does anybody want to add anything to this conversation? Or can we move on? Okay.
Yeah, well, I think we can conclude that both firms qualify.
Yeah, so we'll go to next step.
Okay.
So you're jumping ahead to next step. So they both qualify. Now, to go to your suggestion, Donna, of the interview, what I will need to do is to contact these people to find out when they can interview with us. And that's going to have to be very quick.
Yeah, Nia, did you say the next PMB is when? On the 15th of this month?
Yeah, next Friday.
Ooh. Well, I think the best time for them to interview, if you want them to appear before the PMB, would be next Friday. Where is the PMB meeting going to be?
No, they wouldn't be via the teleconference. We need to have the names ready, and then we'll submit it to them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I guess I could do it over the
teleconference.
Pardon?
It's not a face-to-face PMB next Friday.
No.
Oh, okay.
The face-to-face is in September, the weekend of the 19th through the 21st.
Okay.
Okay. So the KPFTX calendar. In here for August. You know, I really don't like overlapping with other committees because that's where the work gets done. But is anyone on affiliates?
No. Nope.
I'm sorry. Is anyone what? I didn't hear that. I apologize.
On the affiliates committee?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's August 14th. Okay, no one. Okay. So I will contact these two firms and set up interviews for them for next Thursday, 14th.
Okay.
And how long do you interview them for?
I know last year we did like about 45 minutes, half an hour to 45 minutes with each one. I think that's long enough.
Yeah, point of inquiry just for your new members. Does that include, when you do your meetings, does that include the whole committee, or is there a subcommittee that does the actual interviews that we could give questions to?
The entire committee.
Thank you.
Right. And the last time we said that we would have people forward their questions to Susan, I think, and Nicole, our executive director. She said that she would like to submit some questions to me, which are fine. And those, we will send all those to Susan so she could compile them, and then we'll have them ready. And what I'd like to do is that however many there are, we will evenly distribute them among the members of the committee.
Well, Madam Chair, that's why I'm asking. For the sake of economy, is it mandatory that all members of the committee be there, or can we submit questions and allow our fellow committee members to conduct the interview?
I think I would say it's mandatory, but if you can't make it, you can't make it. It's good to hear whom you're interviewing, because then we'll have to vote.
No, I agree. But the answers to the questions are what I'm most interested in. But I'm happy to participate. I just want to do this in the most economical fashion possible, and I'm just trying to understand this committee, and I appreciate your patience.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. Yeah, we'll submit the questions. And if there were eight of us, we have 24 questions. We each take three. Mm-hmm. And then after they're off the phone, then we vote. And, the majority, the person that gets the majority of the votes.
Okay, so the vote will occur right after the interview. There's not going to be a lag time where we could look through the questions and then cast our vote.
No, the vote will happen right after.
Well, then I'll be on that call, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Donna. I thought you said that you were still going to accept one more proposal from another firm, though, if they submit it.
If it is submitted, we can do it. Then we have to make some kind of special arrangement to entertain that one.
Yeah. Hi. This is Tracy from KPFA, and I think I'm the one who asked about that proposal. So let me just put out to the committee what's going on. The firm is Heidi Ghaffari or Ghaffari Zaragoza, I think. They're fairly well thought of in the nonprofit community. They had said they were going to submit a proposal, but it never came in, so I gave them a call, and I spoke to the partner, whose name is Heidi Ghaffari. And she said that she had placed a couple of calls and a couple of emails to Mr. Hicks, but for whatever set of reasons, he hadn't responded to her. And she wasn't sure, based on the lack of response, if Pacifica still wanted the proposal, so she had not submitted one. She said she did have a couple questions she wanted answered before she submitted the proposal, and she was on vacation last week, would be back on Monday, and I know that our chair said that she called her, which is wonderful. But it sounds like she would need to have a conversation with someone here, get some questions answered, and then submit the proposal, which I think optimistically would mean we probably wouldn't get the proposal until the end of next week. So I'm just wondering if there's a structure where we can give ourselves time to review that proposal and keep it in the process, or are we not going to do that?
Well, since I did speak with someone at her office, because the moment you sent it to me, Tracy, I responded right away.
Right, I remember.
It said that, that she would be back. And I did say when she comes back, then I'd be more than willing to accommodate her. Well, let's see. Maybe I think last week someone said that we should have like a scale, a ranking. Someone mentioned that. Or am I hearing things? Or is it my own?
This is Susan. I offered to do the matrix. Let me make a suggestion about this. The way that we've used the matrix so far has simply been as a checklist. Did they respond? It has not gone into a ranking, into the qualitative, what appears to be, the extent of their experience or how directly it applies, that kind of thing. I would suggest that if they are able to get their proposal in
that someone like Nia or Donna or Tracy or me or somebody simply check for completeness and then schedule a, and if it is complete, if it is responsive, then try to schedule time with them as well. My concern is that we have only two firms, and that I think it is best if Pacifica can avail itself of the best options.
I agree, and if, Nia, if you want to send that to me, I'll do the checklist against that firm. And I agree with you, Susan, then we can put them in the list, because that's all we really did was check to see if they responded to the RFP. And then, you know, that kind of qualified them for the next step, which was the interview.
Okay. Well, what did you want me to send it to you, Donna?
No, I said if you want to send their proposal to me, I'll check it against our matrix.
Okay.
Make sure that they include it. The criteria that we said we're looking for.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Not to make any judgment, just to check it against the matrix.
And I'd like Susan's suggestion.
Right. Okay, so
and
this is Tracy.
I wanted to ask the question, too, because...
Hold on a second, Donna. I think Tracy had the floor. Tracy?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I wasn't sure if I interrupted someone or not. So I'm just checking. So does it sound like I should call this firm on Monday and either answer their questions or get them to someone who can answer their questions, like Nia, or I don't know.
You can try to answer. If you can't, then you could have... I left my name and telephone.
Okay. Well, I think it would probably be best for her to speak with you because you've got a lot more history with this process than I do.
And
so I will try to get the two of you in touch on Monday.
And
she
and
would...
I looked at my email address.
Okay. And then we would be asking for the proposal as soon as humanly possible after the conversation.
Right.
Basically. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Donna, you're recognized.
Yes. I had a question because, number one, I don't know how much we have in the budget for this engagement. So the reason I bring that up is because we can see that there is a vast difference in the budget or the fee that they're charging. I'm only afraid and this comes from my past experience with the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. I don't want someone to, and I'm not saying it about PMB, but I don't want someone to buy into the process and then the next year, you know, the contract change orders get started or the next year is a lot higher or whatever, you know. So I think we should give consideration not only to the fee, because the fee is always important, but to the quality that we want so that we can get value for our money.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, you're right, because one is almost double.
Yeah,
one
it is.
One is 40 and one is 75. That's why, you know.
Yeah, so the question is, why is there such a big difference?
On the stack, this is Susan.
Go ahead, Susan.
I think the difference is that I don't think that Helene Donovan included national office and a separate office. I reviewed their proposal twice just on the screen, and I don't see that. So I think that they may be expecting a smaller engagement, a less detailed extensive engagement, and I think that something that would help between now and Friday, perhaps Nia could contact them and see if that is their anticipation, that they would be reviewing national office and one station or two, and also get it to be comparable to what it is that Vasquez put in for.
Okay, I can certainly do that. And also, it would be good if they gave us, like, how many hours, because I think both, I don't know about Vasquez, because Donna had that one.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Pohl was sent the financial statement, so he should have an idea as to how long this would take, you know, how many hours.
Yeah. The financial statement?
Yeah.
The hours are on the financial statement or where?
No, well, when he looked at it, I hope he gets some kind of idea.
The hours are only in auditor's audit program, and I don't think they put the audit programs online. I don't think. I mean, there's a lot of stuff online, so, you know, I can't say for sure, but usually audit programs are the private property of the audit firm. They don't usually put those online. So, but they did, both firms did say how much they charge for each staff person. So I think the question is, and we can ask them in the interview, is how many hours or what percentage of time of that audit do they see the different staff levels performing? You know, I would not, just recently, the other place I used to work was Defense Contract Audit Agency, and GAO just came out with a report that DCAA was cavorting with the contractor. And what they did is they allowed lower level staff to do the audit, to be swayed, and not to have the supervisory overview, or if they did, the supervisors also went ahead and played hanky-panky with the contractor. And to tell you the truth, I'm shocked, because I didn't think that agency would ever do that. But it made me think about these two proposals. You know, we need to know who's going to perform the audit. You know, if it's junior staff, how junior and how much supervision will they have? And I think that might come into the fee. But those are questions that we need to ask.
This is Susan.
Let me add in something. One second, Susan. Donna, when I mentioned how many hours, that's what I meant. When he or she looked at the financial statements, you know, Pohl or Vasquez, they should see, well, how many hours this would take and what the billing rate, how many people would they need. That's what I meant.
Okay.
When I said that. Susan, you have the floor?
Yeah. I think, if I recall, Lonnie said that what Ross Wisdom charged was something like 40, and that he thought we should be able to get an audit for that amount, and I candidly thought that was woefully low.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vasquez proposal is much more extensive and thoughtful, and I think they may very well understand the engagement better.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when I was on the national board, I seem to remember 1 year Ross Wisdom costing $82,000. That probably was 3 or 4 years ago. And so for him, you know, and I looked at the 990, and I think, was it $48,000 that was in the 990? I didn't know if that was, if some of it was paid in another year, because that's the tax return for, you know, for our nonprofit or what. But I was a little confused when I saw that, because when I sat on the national board, you know, Ross Wisdom's fee was a lot higher. It maybe,
okay,
you know, maybe had a different scope of work. I don't know.
Okay, so let's get back to the 14th now. On the 14th,
okay,
the Haide, that's her first name.
Yes.
Haide. If she, when I talk with her on Monday, it is hope that I can do that. We'll get hers. Then on Thursday, maybe we should, the moment I get it, I'll send it out. And if people could individually complete the matrix when they look at her proposal, just
okay,
the way we did the two that we have, I think that would help to expedite matters. So when we meet on Thursday, we could go over it very quickly, and all three will be at the same place, in terms of the shut list.
Okay.
Then from there, and in the meantime, Donna and Susan, you guys are going to do like a quality control of these things to make sure that they fulfill all the criteria? Is that what you said?
I was just going to check it off against the checklist and then maybe, ask the more in-depth questions during the interview.
Right.
I am willing to take a qualitative look at these in relationship to the matrix. I would probably do that just to prep for next Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Next Thursday. Okay. Great. So it looks like we're not going to be interviewing. Where are the men on the call? I guess the men. Hello, guys. Where are you?
Well, you know, more women are entering the school of accounting now.
We're just leaving it to the better sager minds in this group, okay?
Sager minds, okay.
This is Jack. I do have a question.
Go ahead, Jack.
So it looks like we're hoping to have our final candidate by the 15th for the PNB. Is that correct?
I don't think we're going to make it, but I know we have to have there's going to be another teleconference of the PNB in August.
Yeah.
I think we have to be ready at that meeting.
Okay, so it's not mandatory that we have this completed by next Friday.
It would be nice for me to announce it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see how it's possible.
Okay, good.
Am I right or wrong, folks?
Well, I think
Sounds
we
right.
can announce that we have three finalists. these are the questions that we intend to ask them. Maybe we did ask them the day before. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back again, I have another question.
Go ahead, Jack.
I'm just a little concerned that maybe there was a proposal out there that didn't get to us, just because it sounds like the communications with that email account and with the national office haven't been exemplary. So is there any way to check and just make triple sure that there's not something to – I mean, I guess we'd have to call everybody, right?
Well, I checked with Phil before he went on vacation. And he said that he had nothing.
Okay.
So.
And when was that, Nia?
That was last week. I'm getting my days mixed up.
Okay. Well, maybe can you call Lonnie and ask him if he received any proposals?
I can call the national office. I don't. If they got them, because I have also been in touch with Nicole. If they got any, because Phil did get the hard copy of Donovan. And
okay.
He mailed that to my home. So if they had any, Phil had been answering the questions. If they had any, they would have sent them to me. But see, with the RFP, the original deadline was, oh boy, I'm forgetting what the original
was
deadline
was. Was it the 24th of July?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. So the RFP, you couldn't enter anything in after the 24th.
I
see.
Okay.
There was no possibility. If anyone tried to submit anything, then it would have been rejected.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure if it were rejected, then they would try to call the national office. Trust me, I am sure about that. Because Tony Pohl kept calling the office, but he wasn't getting any response.
Okay.
I think we can safely say whatever we have is what we have.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this
Jack,
is Donna again.
One second, Donna. Jack.
Okay.
Jack.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you? Are you satisfied? Do you have any other questions?
No, I'm satisfied. I just wanted to make sure we had one. You know, be triple sure. That's fine.
Yeah. Phil was very on top of it.
Okay.
Okay, Donna, back to you.
Well, actually, I'm going to withdraw what I was going to say because at least the two firms we have seem to be very well qualified, even if the devil is in the details.
Yeah, they were quite expensive. I think maybe I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar. on August 19th, believe it or not, there's nothing there. That doesn't mean there's anything scheduled because sometimes people forget. I think maybe we should try to block in that date for interviews.
What date?
The 19th, Tuesday, August 19th.
Okay. Oh, Carolyn, on the
instead of Thursday?
No, in addition to Thursday.
Okay.
For interviews on the 19th. Carolyn?
Yes, I think there may be a conflict there. The Elections Committee is trying to hold a meeting on the 19th or on the 24th. We have a work group and the complete committee to schedule, so those two may be
I don't see anything here, so I'm going to go.
No, we just had the meeting this evening, and I'm sure Bob hasn't had time to post it yet.
Okay, so is everybody available for the 19th?
Yeah, this is Donna. I'm okay.
Yeah, because this absolutely positively has to be done. Okay, Sean? Ambrose?
Yeah, I think I can make the 19th.
Ambrose? I think Ambrose probably left. Lisa is gone. Okay. So the 14th, we'll reconvene. We'll go through the details. Susan is going to get that together, and I hope that I would have heard from Hiday or Hide. And then the 19th, we just interview all three. We vote, and that's it. We're ready, done, kaput. And then we have something else and very important that we need to work on. But I will leave you guys in suspense.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You have something to look forward to. I will give you the good news on the 19th.
Nia, this is Donna again. I have to ask this stupid question. Are we supposed to actually pick the firm or just present them to the full PMB?
No, we pick the firm. That's our job.
Okay.
So we have to do it very, 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 very carefully. And I think we're doing a good job of making sure. With the matrices that you guys did and all of that and the interviews. Okay?
Okay.
So, Susan, the 19th is the next meeting. So.
14th.
Yeah, could somebody send out a list of those dates for the new members so we can get those firmly into our calendar?
Usually, like a couple of days before, I'll send out a reminder.
That's fine, and just use the personal email address that Jack, I guess, is going to forward you, or I will forward you.
Okay, so that means I have to send you a new invitation, so you'll respond to that.
Yeah, because I you know what, I'm happy to do the Yahoo thing, and I will try my damnedest to make it work, but we have had problems with that before, and that's my only concern.
Okay. I will, this is Susan, tonight I will send out the minutes. I've got them all done. I will send out a request for questions, and I will send out a reminder about the two meeting dates.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Okay. You're the best, Susan.
I am. I just bowl myself over.
Hey, Susan, whatever they're paying you, it's not enough, okay?
I'm asking for it to be doubled.
There you go.
Are we all done, folks?
I hear a motion to adjourn from Ambrose Lane.
Second.
Well, thanks to you all, as usual, very cooperative, very congenial. Good night all. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Bye. 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 Bye.